and Hung Don with Ciancietta presenting.
Good morning. My name is Amanda Ciancietta. I'm a graduate student at UC Davis in the Department of Plant Pathology. And today I'll be presenting the results of our 2012 survey of Fusarium oxysporum formicutialis desinfectum distribution in cotton growing regions of the U.S. The purpose of the survey was to evaluate where all races are located in cotton growing regions, and in particular race 4. And as we've heard in the previous two talks, race 4 is a particularly virulent fusarium of great concern to the industry. So I'd like to start out by going over our sample processing and data analysis methods, and then get into the results of the survey with the actual physical race distribution and then unique genotypes we found, and then hopefully have time for questions in the end. So this past spring and summer, cotton plants were submitted to the Davis lab, and FOV DNA was isolated from these samples in one of two ways. For samples with visible vascular discoloration, such as these plants here, FOV DNA was directly isolated from the stem tissue by grinding it in liquid nitrogen and then using Qiagen kits to extract DNA. If there wasn't a visible vascular discoloration, cotton tissue was plated out onto APDA media, and if Fusarium grew out from those sections, FOV DNA was extracted from the plate. So with this DNA, we ran a series of two PCR reactions, the first with race 4 specific primers. Samples that amplified under these conditions were identified as race 4. Those which did not were then run with primers for the elongation factor sequence. And all those samples were then identified at the sequence level using a set of isolates previously reported by Kim Huttmacher and Davis in 2005 using vector NTI. And then all isolates were saved to filter paper from single spore collections at the very end. Okay, so this slide shows just the physical distribution of isolates that we identified from samples in the course throughout the course of the study. Race 1 in samples submitted from Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Mississippi, and South Carolina. Race 2 in samples submitted from Texas and South Carolina. Isolates of the race 3 lineage in samples from Texas and Arkansas, and then race 8 from samples from Louisiana and Arkansas. And all these races have been previously reported in California, but it's not highlighted here because for the purpose of this survey, all the California samples were just tested for presence or absence of race 4. And on that note, results from California. Race 4 was only detected in samples submitted from California. We tested about 150 samples, and about 90 of them came back positive, and this is with those race 4 specific primers. Mississippi is tinted in orange because of a new genotype we found in samples submitted from that state with elongation factor sequence similarity to the race 4 we find in California. And I'll go into that in a few more slides. So this tree we've seen before in previous talk. We just stacked up the isolates we identified in our survey against known ones. And then here, this is the race 3 lineage, and we identified several new genotypes here. And although these Australian isolates are included, and these here from Arkansas are included, we didn't identify those in the course of the survey. They're just here to provide some phylogenetic context. Okay, so back to this unique genotype we found from the sample submitted from Mississippi. When we run those samples with our race 4 specific primers, we don't get any amplification here, which would indicate to us that it's not a race 4. However, when we run those samples with the elongation factor primers and sent that data out for sequencing, those come back exactly similar to the California race 4 isolate that we've been working with. And to follow up on this very unique genotype, we began a series of bioinoculations, and all these plants were inoculated at about the two-leaf stage via root dip inoculation with 10 to the 6 spores, and all these pictures are about 2 weeks after inoculation. So this first slide is a highly susceptible Pima cultivar. Here you can see true race, or California race 4, all but kills the plant at this stage, and as compared to these two plants here inoculated with the isolates from Mississippi, which appear as healthy as the negative control. When we take a look inside at the roots, this plant inoculated with California race 4 has extensive vascular discoloration, whereas these two here have this very small area of browning in the vasculature, which does not progress up. In contrast, this is an FOV4 resistant Pima variety. All the plants appear healthy and happy. And when we take a look inside the roots, we see again the same pattern here with the plants inoculated with the Mississippi cultures, a very small area of browning in the vasculature, which is also the same reaction we see here with the FOV4 inoculated plants. This is a moderately susceptible upland variety. Here, when we look at the FOV4 inoculated plant, this may not be the best photo, but we do see vascular discoloration. And again, with these plants inoculated with the Mississippi isolates, we see the same pattern, just a very small area of vascular discoloration. And that's all in comparison to the negative control here on the left. This is another moderately susceptible upland cultivar. Again, this here, FOV4 inoculated plant, has more vascular discoloration, but again, we see the same pattern with these plants here of a small area of vascular browning. And finally, this is a moderately resistant upland cultivar. The discoloration in the FOV4 inoculated plant is not as extensive, and the pattern remains the same. Excuse me. For these plants inoculated with the isolates from Mississippi. So just to kind of summarize all of these biological screens, and for every cultivar tested, the Mississippi isolates produced less vascular discoloration than those same ones inoculated with race 4 throughout the whole course of the study. These plants are still kept in the greenhouse to see if anything will end up dying. And we have actually a new result as of last night from a scientist with the USDA who had tested the IGS region between these Mississippi isolates and California race 4 and said that these are vastly different, leading us to think that this is something completely new. So with that, I'd like to thank COD Incorporated for funding and the team in the Davis Lab for their help this summer. And if there are any questions, be happy to try to answer.
Plenty of time for questions.
Good. All right, in the back.
Is there any reason from an extension standpoint or from a grower standpoint to identify a new phenotype? Should Mississippi be concerned? Should they do something different? Or should we just say, well, this is interesting? And should there be a response from within the grower community or extended community that you find something new at this point, even though it's not the same type of isolates from California?
Good question. So this issue had been mentioned by researchers from Mississippi before. I'm not sure who exactly, but several years ago, according to Mike. And it doesn't seem to produce the same type of results on these race 4 susceptible varieties. So it's a good question, but I, in my 3 months in the master's program, I would say no.
Tom Tables is here today, and I bet he can answer that.
Okay. In fact, this probably has been found twice, and by the Lawrences. Gary Lawrence in Mississippi and Kathy Lawrence in Alabama at Tallahassee in previous year. And Kathy's working on a paper on this right now, and I've asked her to contribute to it because it's a very sensitive issue. And it really relates to the reliability of the base sequence information for diagnosis. What I'm maintaining is that the real key here is virulence, and the assay we have to this point suggests that the FOV4-like gene types in Alabama and Mississippi probably are less virulent, or certainly seem to be, we hope, less virulent than the FOV4 in California, which Mike says is essentially clonal.
Was that under quarantine? Is that what you're saying?
The Q word has been mentioned, but it's God forbid that it be mentioned in public, which it just was. I've been fighting this thing for about 5 years with regulatory authorities, so I think you've probably answered this question.
All right.
What's the race distribution overall in Mississippi? How many isolates of this unique biotype did you find, and what were the other race composition that was found in the survey?
Okay, so two samples came back with this unique genotype that we've been talking about. And from Mississippi, I would say we tested maybe 30 samples in total. And going back, race one, particularly, it looks like that's about it here, according to the rest were all race one.
Yes. I think one thing that's important to keep in mind, and Bob kind of mentioned it, is races are determined on virulence, not based on sequence. So these sequence similarities are similarities to reported or known race pathogenicity assays. And so it's incorrect to call a sequence race four because it doesn't meet the virulence criteria.
Yeah, and that was the whole thing that got everybody riled up in the lab, was that we've been relying on those race 4 specific primers to diagnose everything, and then we would always also check the elongation factor sequence with that. So that's kind of throwing a wrench in the previous way of diagnosing these races by sequences, like you said. I'll go to you.
I'm wondering, if you look at the root masses, have you looked at the root? I saw a picture. Do they see the difference between the race 4 and the Mississippi race 4?
But root mass?
Root mass, yeah. Which one,
no.
Which one has more? I thought the Mississippi, the race 4 actually had more root mass than the Mississippi treatment. Is that correct?
It's possible that that wasn't an objective. We were just looking to see how it progressed in the vasculature. No. And the plants were a month old, so yeah, it's probably too soon to tell. Yes, back corner. From this field? It's probably. I don't know what that tells us about the what it is, but yeah, it's definitely a fusarium. Yes?
I should like to point out that you're pressing a master's student on an issue that has been a dispute amongst full professors in this room for some time. I believe the lady has acquitted herself.
We have time for more questions? The slide that's here, you mentioned specifically race 1, 2, and 3 found throughout Texas. Is there correlation with a certain race being more predominant in production regions? Or are you familiar with the origin of your isolates?
I do not know.
Okay.
Sorry.
There's a company that was, one of the first days that talked about simple technique to determine whether you have race 4 isolates in your field, and I think that was developed with Mike Davis himself. Does that mean that this is that still reliable, or does this this occurrence of this other isolate in Mississippi throw that test into question?
That's a really good question. We just got those, I believe, by Agdia, and we got that about a month or two ago back to the lab, and we hadn't identified this as of that point, but that is a question, and that would be a really good thing to follow up on. That's something we should look at, because I'm not sure what the premise is of that that test kit.
It doesn't light up.
It doesn't show you this? Oh.
It wouldn't show up as a race for
you. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.